Nothing but bills. Bills, bills, bills. That's all I ever get anymore.
Hey, speaking of bills, I hate to bring it up, but how about the rent?
Please, not before breakfast, Ethel.
Well, you know, I don't care, honey, but last night Fred found out you'd only paid half the rent.
Couldn't you have kept it from him?
You just be happy he didn't find out it was half of last month's rent.
Oh, Ethel, my accounts are all messed up. These are second and third notices from every company in town. They're threatened to shut off everything but my oxygen supply.
Lucy.
How many of these things do they send before they really shut things off?
I don't know. Hey, I got a friend that works at the power company. You want me to call her up and find out how many they send?
Yeah.
Okay. Lucy.
What?
There's no dial tone. They didn't.
I'm afraid they did.
They can't do that to me. Why, I've been giving them all my telephone business for years.
I thought you said breakfast was ready.
I was just thinking, dear, how would you like some dry cereal and some nice cold milk?
Honey, my mouth was all set for waffles.
Oh, well, waffles are so fattening. Dry cereal's better for you. Better for me, too.
All right, anything, just as long as I eat something.
Okay.
Well, it's kind of dark in here. What's the matter with this light?
So maybe it's a bad bulb.
All our lights are up.
Maybe the power's all off all over in the neighborhood.
No, I know what happened.
Well, I meant to pay the light bill, Ricky.
I was going to say it was probably Fred fooling around with the fuse box again.
Oh, me and my big mouth.
Lucy? Lucy?
There's nobody in here but us deadbeats.
Lucy, you come out here. Lucy! Now, where do you think you're going?
Oh, hi, dear. I'm just going down to see Ethel. I'll be back in a couple of years.
Lucy! You come back here.
Yes, sir.
I want an explanation.
Well, sir, I've had trouble with my household budget before, sir, but this is the worst it's been in 13 years, sir. And, well, sir, what with the taxes and inflation and the high cost of living, sir, it's hard to know which way the economic pendulum will swing. Well, sir, how long are you going to let me talk before you slug me?
You know what I'm going to do?
What?
I'm going to get a business manager.
A business manager?
Yeah, a business manager. A lot of people in show business have them. I've been thinking about it for a long time.
Well, how does it work?
Well, he handles all the money and pays all the bills.
Oh, wow, that'll be wonderful.
Well, it'll cost a little, but I think it'll be worth it. I'll call him right now. Or is there any point in me trying to use the telephone?
Well, you can try it, but I think you'd have more luck with two cans and a string. Mr. Hickox, I hope you don't have too much trouble figuring out my bookkeeping system. You know, I'm not exactly a CPA.
I'm well aware of that, Mrs. Ricardo. Well aware of that. But I've been in this business for 20 years, and I've never had any trouble figuring out any books yet.
Oh.
Congratulations.
What for?
I finally found a set of books I can't figure out. Now, I tell you what we think you better do. We'll wipe the slate clean and start all over. All right?
Yes, sir. I'd like that. That's fine.
Now, here's your allowance for this month.
Oh, thank you. Well, I wish it was this easy to get money out of Ricky.
That's what I'm here for, Mrs. Ricardo, to make things easier for you and Mr. Ricardo.
Oh, well, is this all there is to it? You just give me the money and I spend it?
Well, something like that.
Oh, boy, how long has this been going on?
Lucy, we... Oh, I'm sorry.
Hi.
I didn't know you had
company. Oh, that's all right. Mr. Hickox, this is Fred and Ethel Mertz. They own this building. And this is Mr. Andrew Hickox, our new business manager.
Oh,
how
do you do?
How are you?
Well, are we just about all figured out, Mr. Hickox?
Well, not quite, Mrs. Ricardo. As well as I can figure out from these books, you owe a few back bills.
A few, yes.
I'd like to start you off even with everybody.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Now, let me see. The milk bill, $20. I'll take care of that for you.
Thank you. Oh. Oh, out of here?
That's what the allowance is for, to pay the bills.
20?
How about the month and a half rent?
I'll take care of that for you. Thank you.
Now, let me see. Telephone 1125, gas and electric 875. That's $20.
20 more.
And then cleaning and laundry, $15 even. There we are. Now you can spend the rest any way you want.
The rest is just $5 left.
$5.
$5 to buy food and have my hair dyed? Done? Well, at least I have a choice. I can be a thin redhead or a fat brunette.
Well, we'll see you later, Lucy. Come on, Fred.
Oh, listen, Ethel, may I speak to you in the kitchen privately?
What did you want?
Where's the money?
Old Sticky Fingers got it away from me. Well, I couldn't have loaned it to you anyway, as long as he knew I had it.
Well, Mr. Hickox is just going to have to give me more money.
Oh, I'll bet you can't talk him into it.
I'll bet I can.
What makes you think so?
He's a man, isn't he?
I have a feeling your old wheedle, plead, and cry routine won't work on him.
Want a bet?
How much?
$5.
Okay.
Mr. Hickox, I know you want to be fair about this, but after all, I'm no magician. And the way things worked out, $5 is all that I have left for the whole month.
I know.
That's $5 for everything, not to mention miscellaneous.
Yes?
That comes to about $1.25 a week.
Right.
Per day, that is only...
17¾ cents.
17¾ cents.
Correct.
Well, obviously, a family of three cannot live on that.
True.
So you will just have to give me more money.
Not a chance.
Well, my goodness, it's our money.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Ricardo, but that's what you hired me for.
Well, we didn't hire you to keep our money when we need it. Now, Mr. Hickox, I'm just going to have more money.
After all, half of that money is mine. I work very hard around here. I take care of the house, and I take care of that baby. And if you don't appreciate what I do, then I guess you just don't want me around here. I can always take little Ricky and leave you, you selfish beast.
You'd better save that for Mr. Ricardo.
Oh.
Now, look, Mr. Hickox, I can't believe that a charming, wonderful, understanding man like you would refuse to give me a few paltry little dollars.
Mrs. Ricardo...
Oh, my goodness, I never noticed what beautiful blue eyes you have. Did anyone ever tell you you look like Clark Gable?
No.
Oh.
But now, Mrs. Ricardo, I'm afraid you find me a little hard-hearted. You have to be in my business. After all, I'm only doing it for your own good.
I know. I know, Mr. Hickox. It's all right. Don't worry about me. I'll manage somehow. Of course, toward the end of the month, we'll probably get pretty hungry. And the baby won't have any milk. The poor little thin thing.
Well, now, Mrs. Ricardo, you probably have a point there as far as food is concerned. I'll tell you what I'll do.
You give me more money?
No. I'll arrange some credits. And you can charge your groceries at the store.
But what's about some extra money for me, for the movies and my clothes and my hair?
You can use your $5 for that.
Hi. I'm going shopping. Is there anything I can get for you? They're having a sale at Saks.
Please, Ethel, don't rub it in.
I'm sorry. I know there's nothing I can get for you, is there?
Not unless they're selling money marked down to nothing.
Oh, you poor little thing. You don't have any fun anymore, do you?
Oh, sure. I get to go to the market and pinch the melons and smell the ground coffee.
Lucy, can I ask you a personal question?
What?
You haven't had your hair touched up for 2 weeks. What does it look like under that scarf?
Looks like I'm wearing a black beanie.
See you later.
Happy shopping.
Happy market. Oh, say, as long as you're going down there, would you get me a couple of things?
Sure.
Let's see, I need a loaf of whole wheat bread and a bottle of half and half and a pound of round steak.
Bread, half and half, and round steak. Well, hello, George. Long time no see. They're making the bills smaller, aren't they?
Oh, Lucy, it hasn't been that long.
You know, I could pull a fast one on Mr. Hickox and charge your groceries along with mine and just keep this money.
Yeah.
Would serve him right.
Yeah, well, I'll see you later. Ethel!
Why not?
You wouldn't.
Oh, wouldn't I? Don't you need some more groceries today, Ethel?
No, I don't.
Well, how about tomorrow and the day after? I'll do your shopping every day.
Well, what have I got to lose?
And hey,
where are you going? What are you going to do? Who are you going to call?
What I'm doing for you, I can do for everybody in this building.
Hello, Mrs. Trumbull. This is Lucy Ricardo. Oh, I'm fine, dear. I was just off to the market, and I was wondering, could I pick something up for you?
Oh, no trouble at all. I'd be glad to.
All right. Uh-huh. Dozen oranges.
Yeah.
And a quart of milk.
Came up to get my daily delivery, Mr. Cardo.
Oh, yeah. I'll get your list. Let's see now. Benson Williams Trumbull.
Can of green beans.
Yeah, that's right.
There we are. A box of crackers.
Yes.
I got the saltines.
That's a kind.
Oh, and I got a big fat roasting chicken for you. It's a beauty. And a quart of milk.
Yes.
And a bottle of sherry.
Cooking sherry.
Cooking sherry. There we are. That's $4.23.
Here you are. $4. And 23 cents.
Thank you.
Thank you. Miss Ricardo, I hate to seem nosy, but do you mind if I ask why you're doing this?
Oh, I don't know, Mrs. Trumbull. It's just a hobby.
A hobby?
Yeah, you know, some people collect stamps. I buy groceries.
I guess it takes all kinds.
Oh, no, Mrs. Trumbull. Hi, Lucy.
Miss Ricardo, I almost forgot. Tomorrow, will you buy me a can of All Pet?
All Pet?
For my cat.
Oh, yes, yes. Uh-huh. Tuesday, buy can All Pet. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, dear.
Goodbye.
Bye, Miss Trumbull. Well, how's the red-headed green grocer?
I'm fine. You want your order?
Yep.
Loaf of bread.
Uh-huh.
Some wax paper.
Yep.
Mayonnaise. I got the large one. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Where's my flour?
Right here.
Here it is. There we are. That's 380.
380. Okay. Got it right here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 380.
Thank you. How are you doing?
Fine.
I've been in business a week. I got more money than I know what to do with.
Lucy, I hate to be the one to wipe that smile off your face, but do you realize that at the end of the month, you have got to pay that bill at the market?
Oh, no, I don't. Mr. Hickox does. He's the one that arranged the credit.
But it's your money.
But it's his responsibility. He's the business manager. Let him manage.
Home.
I'll be right there, dear.
Hi, dear.
Hello, honey. You had your hair done?
Yeah, this morning.
It looks nice, but how can you afford it?
Oh, there are ways.
Is that a new dress?
Yes, do you like it?
Yeah. But what cooks? Hair, a new dress? Where you get the money?
Please, I don't discuss money anymore. You'll have to talk to my business manager.
Well, I don't get it. My allowance is completely gone.
Bad planning, dear.
I don't even have enough money for a haircut.
My goodness. Oh, dear, and you do look a little seedy. And what with the nightclub and all, you really should look your best, dear. Here you are. Go get yourself a haircut. While you're at it, get a manicure and a shave. Keep the change.
Lucy, wait a minute. Where are you getting all this money?
Please, never mind. We really should have gotten a business manager a lot sooner, dear.
Hey, Rick!
Yeah, friend?
Where are you?
Here.
Oh, I came over to see if you two kids could go to the movies with us. I'll pay for it.
Well, sir, I'll go with you, but you don't have to pay for it. We're not that broke yet.
Oh.
As a matter of fact, Lucy is loaded.
Loaded? Yeah.
She just showed me a roll of bills that big around. She been borrowing money from you?
Are you out of your mind?
Yeah, I guess I should have known better than to ask that. Where is she getting the money?
Well, maybe your business manager got soft-hearted.
Are you kidding? Mr. Hickox? He makes you look like Diamond Jim Brady.
Well, come to think about it, Lucy and Ethel have been whispering together until I get near, and then they shut right up.
Well, can you get Ethel to tell you what it's all about?
No, for once, those big blabbery lips are sealed.
Well, I'm telling you, something is cooking, but I sure can't find out what it is.
Well, I only got one clue.
What's that?
Well, they had their heads together the other day, and before they saw me, I think I heard Lucy say something about the market.
The market?
Yeah.
The market?
Yeah.
That's it? That must be it?
What?
Lucy's playing the stock market.
Lucy Ricardo?
Well, I know it sounds kind of crazy and everything, but, you know, sometimes people, they get hunches on what horses to play, what stock to buy. Maybe she has a sixth sense.
Oh, She might. She never had any before.
Well, I know that is crazy, but what if she is playing the stock market?
Well, then we all better get ready for another crash.
I guess you're right. It's too fantastic to be true. I wish I knew where she's getting all that money.
So do I.
Hey, Fred. Come here. Look at this. Read that.
Tuesday, buy, can, all, pet.
That's it?
That's it what?
That must be the stock that she's investing her money in tomorrow.
That doesn't sound like stock.
Well, you know how they list them sometimes. Come on, let's look at the stock exchange.
All right.
Here's the paper. Can all pet. Here it is. Can all pet. See. Canadian Ally Petroleum.
Are you sure you're right?
Look, right underneath. Can all pet preferred.
Well, I'll be a monkey's uncle.
And look at the price. Look how cheap it is.
Well, maybe Lucy's got a tip that it's going up.
How do you like that? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to call Mr. Hickox right now and tell him to buy me some of that stock.
Yeah?
Yes, and a dozen chocolate cookies, 2 lemon pies, a devil's food cake, and a jar of strawberry jam. Yes, and 25 pounds of sugar. Well, I know it sounds like a lot, but I have quite a sweet tooth. How's that? Oh, yes, I know we're running up quite a bill. $473? Oh, well, don't worry about it. Our business manager will take care of it at the end of the month. Yes, goodbye.
Lucy!
Yeah?
Lucy, guess what?
What?
Look! Look!
Where'd you get all that money?
The same place you got your money from.
I don't know what you mean. Where?
The market.
You know. Who told you? If Ethel blabbed out...
Nobody told me. Nobody told me. I just found that pad where you write your tips on.
My tips?
Yeah. How did you know what to buy? It's amazing.
Amazing? What are you talking about? I just buy what the people want.
Oh, just buy what the people want. That sounds very easy. But how do you know what the people want? How do you know what to buy and when to buy it? How did you, a typical, ordinary New York housewife, know that today was the day to buy Canadian Allied Petroleum? How do you know that?
Canadian Allied Petroleum.
How do you know that?
Well, what?
Sit down. Sit down. Let's start from the beginning, eh?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, now look. Fred overheard you say something to Ethel about the market.
Huh?
Well, we couldn't dream that it could possibly be the stock market. But then I found that pad there where you had written, buy Canal Pet, Tuesday, buy Canal Pet. So I look in the stock exchange and there it was, as big as life, Canadian Allied Petroleum.
Canadian Allied Petroleum?
Yeah. So I called Mr. Hickox and I told him to buy me some of the stock. So you know what he said? He said it was bad stock. Bad stock.
He said it was bad stock?
Yeah. I fire him.
You what?
I fire him.
Well, what for?
Well, who needs him?
I do.
Ah, honey, we can trust your judgment a lot better than we can trust his. And we can pay our own bills.
We can?
Sure. Now, honey, tell me something. Where did you get this power you have? Is it some kind of a sixth sense?
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Some kind of a sixth sense. I found out that if I just stand still and listen, a little voice tells me what to buy.
Little voice, eh?
Yeah. And yesterday it said, buy Canadian Allied
Petroleum.
Petroleum, yeah.
Well, look, honey. I made $1,000 in this stock.
$1,000?
So I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you half of it.
Oh, boy.
There you are. Half. $500.
Boy.
Now I suppose you're going to put it right back in the market.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do with it, all right.
Well, what looks good? What does the little small voice say today?
I haven't asked it.
Oh, well.
That's funny.
What's the matter? He ain't talking?
I can't hear anything. Lucy, the little small voice. Come in, little small voice. Over. Lucy, the little small voice. Come in, little small voice. Over. I'm sorry, Ricky. I guess the spell was broken once you found out.
Well, keep trying, honey. Keep trying.
I'll try, but I don't really think there's any use,
dear. Well, keep trying. Keep trying, dear.
Lucy, the little small voice. Come in, little small voice. Over. Lucy Ricardo? Huh?
Did you say something?
No.
No.
Come in, little small boy. Over. Lucy Ricardo gone, little small boy.
Love Lucy is a Desilu production. Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz will be back next week at this same time.